Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're really excited about one group of beef supporters that you have a chance to work with on an ongoing basis. Tell us about Team Beef.
Absolutely. They are some of our best ambassadors for beef because they're fully demonstrating beef and a healthy lifestyle. So currently we're recruiting for Team Beef runners. Oklahoma Team Beef is a group of Oklahoma running or walking athletes who understand and believe in the nutritional benefits of lean beef and its vital role it plays in day-to-day living and their race training. And we find it's a wonderful way to promote beef in action.
To be a part of Team Beef, you have to do your homework.
Team Beef runners or walkers must complete the Master's of Beef Advocacy Training Program to ensure they are prepared to answer any questions about beef they might receive at the race or on the course.
And if you'd like to learn more about Team Beef, go to oklabeef.org, click on the nutrition tab. And to learn more about how the beef checkoff is working for you, go to oklabeef and click on Cattleman's Corner.
The meat futures contracts today were generally steady here on the front end. August live cattle and August feeder cattle both down about 30 cents. Put August feeders at 136.55 and then August live cattle at 104.05 as they become the front month contract here on the live cattle as June expired at the end of last week. We've really been pretty steady since the first part of June on the live cattle and slightly lower than the range we traded for the month of May on the live cattle. There are some big changes happening here. We're starting to see some fundamental shifts here as the price of feed has made some major changes in terms of corn. But generally speaking, since the first part of June, the cattle markets, both live and feeders, have generally been the same. Box beef is kind of the same story. Today at midday, it was at 220.28 on choice, up 62, but it's been hovering around 22 or 220 for quite some time. Same with select at 196.22. That choice select spread around $24, which has really widened out. And then the hogs really took off today. December hogs are up the limit. August hogs up 295, as there has been some stories that the Chinese have been underestimating the impact of the African swine fever cases.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
The grain markets continue to slide following a USDA report on Friday, which was a real eye-opener and really shook people up in the markets. One guy said it best right after that report, the corn rallied and then sold off. And he said, well, the corn market really shook people in and then shook people out. And that's kind of what happened here is we had corn down about 9 to 10 cents today. Soybeans 15 to 16 lower despite a pretty significant decrease in acres on Friday. And then wheat 16 to 18 cents lower. And then over the weekend, President Xi of China and President Trump did meet, and they prolonged or didn't add any new tariffs. They said they're going to restart negotiations. And so that'll be interesting to see what kind of ag products they buy, if any at all. The markets today suggested that it was a pretty negative outcome given the weakness here. And all but really the cotton futures. Cotton was up 50 today in December at 66.58, but that was about 2 cents off the high. Currently, stock market's up 115. And then crude oil is up about 71 cents as OPEC has stayed in kind of a holding pattern here at their 1.2 million barrel per day cut. So no changes there in terms of the OPEC meeting. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.